Welcome, everyone. This is March the 6th of 2023, and I am Corey here in the United States, in Nebraska, and thank you all for being here. Thank you, one and all, for all your focus and your commitment and your responsibility to this great effort. So before we begin tonight, clear your mind of the day's events. Let your work, your family observations, everything just take a vacation. And as we prepare to take three slow, deep breaths, on the exhalation, ask for your mighty I Am to be present with you. I am my mighty I Am. Feel yourself in this state of spiritual relaxation. And ask your etheric field, your light body, to begin to shimmer. Giuliano and Arcturus, Lord Arcturus, were suggesting we should practice our tools more. Shimmering is one big effort that we have been given. Shimmer and raise your Arcam power. As we are in this state, please say the following affirmations. These affirmations will help you to hold the attractive force field and the bioelectromagnetic field of the fifth dimension that was brought to the earth. So visualize the image of the fifth dimension intersecting with the third dimension. See this intersection as you state these affirmations, please. I am a spiritual electromagnetic being of light in resonance with the fifth dimension. I am attracting the spiritual force field known as the intersection of the dimensions. I am a planetary healer on the third dimension using the Arcturian techniques to bring Gaia into the highest balance. Let us focus on these affirmations as we go into silence for a few moments. Meditation is from a lecture from Giuliano to David K. Miller, April 2019, as relevant today as then. We have the 12 spheres of the planetary tree of life and the activational energies that are held within them. Then we have the paths that are connecting these spheres. And each path has been assigned a number. The idea is that there is more activity and networking that can be done on the paths, which will help to strengthen the energies of the spheres so that they can manifest on the Earth. The Arcturian planetary tree of life is not a static matrix. First of all, the sphere is holographic and it is also fifth dimensional. Each sphere has a back and a front. The spheres are really interdimensional. The second feature of the Tree of Life is that it is active. The spheres are interacting with each other. One role of the planetary cities of light is to help to create a greater interaction among the spheres. So to the best of your ability, picture in your mind these 12 spheres of the Tree of Life. And these 12 spheres are in a specific pattern. It is divided into what we call triads. So there are at least three triangles sitting on top of each other. Then there are vertical lines of spheres. And also you can talk about the vertical lines going to the left, the middle, and the right. Sometimes the vertical lines can be represented as the yin and yang, and the center represents the balance between each side. I'm going to repeat these names very slowly. And if you cannot picture them in this configuration, just picture them as 12 spheres that will help us with this exercise. Sphere number one is Mount Fuji, Japan. Sphere two is Bodensee, Germany. The third sphere is Lake Moraine, Canada. Four is Mount Shasta, California. Five is Volcan Poás in Costa Rica. Six is Montserrat, Spain. Seven is Copper Canyon, Mexico. Eight is Gross Valley, Australia. Nine is Lake Taupo, New Zealand. Ten is Lago Puella, Argentina. 11 is Istanbul, Turkey. And the 12th sphere is Sierra de Bocaina, Brazil. Let these 12 spheres, or let the names of these spheres, if you cannot picture them, let them appear on a white screen in front of your third eye in your aura. know that this configuration of the Tree of Life is very powerful. The small work that we do will help to activate planetary healing. Think for a moment about all these 12 beautiful areas on the planet. These spheres are all interactive, healing, energy places that can manifest on the Earth. So to the best of your ability, and especially if you have visited any of these areas, think about them. Visualize the beauty and call upon these areas of sacredness. And now at this time, we'll ask Giuliano to raise these 12 etheric crystals that are contained in each of these sacred areas. These are the crystals that were downloaded with the assistance of the group of 40 members in each area from the fifth dimension into the Earth at these sacred spots. So we'll raise these crystals in a configuration, or if you want to call it a matrix, of the Arcturian Planetary Tree of Life, this beautiful tool given to us by the Arcturians. The Planetary Tree of Life has been used on other planets for their ascension. Tried and tested. As we raise these spheres, we go to a place 5 miles above the North Pole. So we are all holding, to the very best of our abilities, these 12 spheres in our minds. And if for some reason you cannot hold all 12 spheres in your consciousness, just pick one or two. You can choose. Mount Shasta, for example, Mazarat, Copper Canyon. Bring the spheres with you as we come together above the North Pole and see us as we are all sitting in a circle above the North Pole now. Oh. Blessed are you, O Mother Earth, holder of all life forms in the biosphere. We are here to honor you today as the great spirit of the planet Earth. And we come today in our meditation to bring you the sacred planetary codes of ascension. We're letting you know that we, as planetary healers, have done our part in activating and unlocking the planetary codes of ascension. We'll go into meditation now as we hold the image of these spheres in the shape of the planetary tree of life over the North Pole. Do you see that now? See these 12 spheres, or the sphere that you are most connected with, above the North Pole, and if you can, visualize the spheres in a configuration of the planetary tree of life you have been shown. And we are going to drop and download all of these spheres, that is, the spheres in the Arcturian planetary tree of life, into the North Pole and into the inner earth. And this will work to unlock the planetary codes of ascension for our mother. So at the count of three, download the spheres into the North Pole corridor. One, two, three, now. The Arcturian Planetary Tree of Life is now being downloaded into the Earth and is helping to unlock the planetary codes of ascension now. Let us pay particular attention to Maserat, which is representing the energies of the messianic light. We call on the strengthening of the messianic light as an intervention force on planet Earth. We call on the Omega Light to bring in this messianic light as an intervention force on planet Earth. Omega. We call on the quantum healing light now to be activated within the spirit of Gaia. Let Gaia receive the light from Maserat now. Messianic light. Messianic light. Messianic light. Let this downloading be done and create a balance for the unlocking of the codes of ascension for the planet. This download will activate a perfect unfolding of Omega energy that will exhibit and manifest a new balance on Earth. Balance of the biosphere, balance of the plates, balance of the weather systems, balance of the waters. In the final phase of this exercise, Iliawa will be working with us. Iliawa. Iliawa has joined us above the North Pole. And with Iliawa comes an etheric theater. This etheric movie theater is a gigantic theater over the earth. And just like a movie theater, there are many seats and there are two screens in the theater. On the left screen is the earth as you see her today, this blue jewel in all of her glory. And on the right, let us see this new fifth dimensional earth. Yes, it is more blue. yes, the new earth is more sparkly and brilliant. Yes, the aura of the earth is more expanded. This earth is clean with no pollution. It is a balanced earth with stable weather patterns, stable geological movements, stable volcanic activities. You'll see on the right-hand side of this new fifth-dimensional earth now, and on the left side is this third-dimensional earth as it is today. And the earth on the right side is the future, our future dimensional earth. So please visualize both of these images. Now, like a slide, the image on the left and the image on the right are going to merge or intersect into one planet, into one image. The images of the third and fifth dimensional Earths are going to merge on three. One, two, three. Oh. Oh. The images are merging. The third dimensional Earth merges with her fifth dimensional sister Earth now. This is helping to create a new balance. It helps to create an opening for the messianic light to reach the Earth. This download also helps to create and activate new cities of light on this planet, new Earth societies, new balances, harmony, and so it shall be. Let's hold the merging of these two planetary images together in our meditation as we go into silence. This image is now downloaded into the noon sphere and it's helping to activate all the forces on this planet towards a unification of the third dimensional Earth and the fifth dimensional Earth. And so it is. We have done a great work today. As we prepare to travel at the speed of thought back to the earth where we started. Take your time coming back to your normal consciousness and thinking. When you are totally back into your present body, feel this wonderful sense of accomplishment, this feeling that you have actually created change. This positive step must be taken for this planet. And we must be able to work with future images and downloading new healing images for Earth. Mother Earth will respond through all positive images. Just by using and thinking about these ideas and energy, you are participating in this evolutionary shift. And many blessings will be given back to you in gratitude and thankfulness for this wonderful work for Gaia. Giuliano shares his prayer. Ieshchame Olama Esho Asho Ingalak Mika'a Apturiana La Mahule Ma Ish Talak Mahinga Maha.